Hey friend, I wanted to remind you that I have a brand new course available to you that's going to help you grow and scale your business tenfold. And importantly, if you're a new entrepreneur, these are tactics and strategies that are current and definitely going to help you make sure that you're thinking holistically about your business and how to market it, how to put things on autopilot so you're working less and enjoying life more, but also how to put passive income strategies to test. It's also going to teach you how to create your own digital products. It's going to teach you how to brand yourself, not just on social media, but in other platforms. If you want to start a podcast, it's there. If you want to start a YouTube channel, it's there. All of this amazing content is yours if you take initiative now. Now, don't stand on the sidelines like many people have, because the quicker you get started, the faster you're going to see success. As long as you put in the work, as long as you stay consistent, as long as you learn from things that are not working and make those adjustments, you will see success. It's the quitters who don't. So I wanted to share with you that I have this brand new course that I'd love for you to get your hands on. It's at mydigitalcourse.com. Again, mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Ask me any questions. You can hit me up on Instagram at The Audience Method. I'm happy to talk you through it. But this is for you, whether you have an existing business and you're looking for additional marketing strategies and tactics. Maybe you want to create your own digital course. This is going to walk you through how to do that and give you more passive income to add revenue to your business. And this is especially good for new entrepreneurs, even network marketers who want to get into digital products or learn the right marketing strategies to get people to pay attention to you so you don't have to chase them, but they come to you. Again, it's at mydigitalcourse.com. Go check it out. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode, my friend, of the Grow Your Audience podcast. And this is your host, Tiff. Very excited to talk today about a topic that is near and dear to me. It's something that I have struggled with, honestly, in my personal and professional life. I'm not going to lie. And I think it's something that many people struggle with. And so it's going to be something we're going to dive into deep. We're going to talk about why people struggle with this. We're going to talk about how we can get through some of these challenges and be successful at it. So before I keep putting it off, we are diving today into a make or break your business topic. And that is the power of decision-making. Yes, my friend, decision-making. And you're probably now nodding and thinking, yes, this is something that I struggle with too, because to be honest, most people do to a certain extent. And I always look at the people that don't with such admiration, because it's something that enables them to continue moving forward. They're able to grow either personally, either in their career, in their business, much more with ease when you're able to be somebody who can just make a final decision no matter how difficult or large the decision is. So if you're one of those people that can make decisions really well, then this probably is not the podcast for you. If you're someone who struggles with it or someone who can maybe do better at decision making. And again, we're going to talk mostly about in a business as an entrepreneur, but you can definitely apply this to being like in a career, working for somebody else, or even in your personal life. Okay. All right. So let's just picture this. You are right now at a crossroads in your business journey, and there are crucial, critical decisions to be made. However, you're hesitating. You're unsure of the best course of action. Sound familiar? Yep, we've all been there. But here's the thing, my friend. Indecision can be the silent killer of your business. It is like quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. So let's explore why making decisions is not just important, but absolutely vital for your business's success. First off, we're going to look at some examples of decisions that you as an entrepreneur will undoubtedly face. Okay, so let's say you're developing a new product. That's one area that we probably have to do as an entrepreneur, whether it's a digital product or it's a tangible product, but indecision can lead to endless tweaks and adjustments of this product. It can cause delays and ultimately have you missing out on a prime market opportunity, right? So a lot of times you need to get your product out at a certain time. Think about that in terms of Black Friday. If you're someone who sells sells a tangible product, or you're somebody who has a seasonal product, you need to get it out at a certain time of year. And if you are someone who is constantly redecisioning or going back and forth or adjusting this product launch, then you risk launching it at the opportune time where you're going to make the most sales and you're going to help your customers at the right time as well, right? So this can also, besides missing a prime market opportunity, this can also result in adding potential costs to you and your business when there's so much back and forth and stopping and starting and restarting and stopping and all of that. And so you got to think about it in a couple ways. You're missing a prime market opportunity, but you're also building up costs because of all the back and forth and rejiggering of your product, your offer, whatever it is that you can't finally make the decision on and move forward with. The next example we're going to talk about is hiring. So consider hiring. Procrastinating, which a lot of people do, a hiring decision. Now, this could be an internal team member. This could be outsourcing some help using Fiverr or Upwork as an example. So procrastinating a hiring decision can definitely overburden you. It will stifle growth and even result in your employee burnout, in your employees' burnout. Not to mention that your employees take cues from you. So if you can't make essential decisions and stick with them, how can you expect them to feel empowered to do the same? And this is really important because you are the example as a leader of your business, as a leader of your team, wherever you sit right now, and people do take cues from you. And so if you're not able to make decisions well, quickly, finitely, if you're somebody who keeps going back and forth on a decision and redecisioning things and you don't move forward and you don't have that momentum, your teams are going to feel that, sense that, and they're going to probably react the same way. They're going to be really inhibited from making critical decisions they need to make to move forward with what they're expected to do and action on. So again, there's the piece where in hiring, you are setting an example, but then there's also the procrastination piece that definitely overburdens your team because if they need help, if they are multi-hatting too much, if they need some additional resources to be better at their jobs, more efficient, and you're not enabling them by hiring immediately or in the right time frame, then you are definitely going to burn some employees out and you're going to risk losing some really good employees. You know, you may not worry too much about employees that aren't as critical to your business or who maybe aren't performing as well, but those high performers, they always have an opportunity to leave and go somewhere else. And so you're risking them saying, nope, I don't want to do this anymore. And that can even happen with people you work with externally, like partners, vendors, agencies, where, you know, if somebody isn't good at making critical decisions, then they're not set up for success, right? They can't do their jobs well and they may get frustrated and leave as well, leave that partnership. Okay, another example is your marketing strategy. Your marketing strategy is another area where indecision can hit hard. Changing your marketing direction every week, for example, it can confuse your audience and lead to inconsistent branding. There is little worse than confusing your customers about who you are and what you do. And I'm sure you can agree with that because it's so important to be clear in what you sell and who you sell to and the problems that you are solving and can solve for customers that exist and potential customers that you're trying to, you know, convert into customers. And so your marketing strategy needs to be on point, clear, and it needs to be consistent. Inconsistency is a huge killer in a business in a lot of different ways, and definitely when it comes to your vision and strategy. Okay, so now we're going to talk about why decision-making is so crucial. And I think a lot of us know why, but if I can put it in a more specific definition, maybe this will be a little bit easier to take in and digest. So I've sort of laid out a few things, a few reasons why it's so important in your business in particular for you to be an effective decision maker. And the first one is it provides clarity. You have to agree that when you make a decision, you're creating a clear path forward. You know what needs to be done and you can communicate that vision to your team and clients. Clarity gets everyone aligned and on the same page. It also helps you connect with your customers, as we discussed in episode 7. If you haven't listened to that podcast episode, episode number 7, the 4 C's to successful selling, one of those C's is clarity. That is an absolute great episode to listen to after today, because you will see how the topic of decision-making fits into your sales messages. And so I highly recommend, again, it's episode 7, the 4 C's to successful selling, and clarity is one of those C's. The second reason it's important is momentum. Just like people, if we're not growing, we are dying, right? Decisions keep your business moving forward. Your business is alive when you are making decisions and growing. Even if it's not a perfect decision, it's easier to adjust course when you're in motion than when you're standing still. A stagnant business doesn't grow or scale, and also risks losing important opportunities to adopt new trends or stay current and competitive. The importance of decision-making, number 3, thirdly, is learning opportunities. Every decision, whether it leads to success or not, is a chance to learn and grow. It's through decisions and their consequences that we all gain valuable experience. I'll be telling you that anytime I've made a mistake or something I've tried in my business, even in podcasting, as most of you know, if you've been listening to me long enough, this is my 3rd podcast that I've created. The other 2 failed, sort of. I've got some story behind the 2nd one. But in any case, even when I have tried myself something and it hasn't gone well, I have always used that knowledge and experience from the failure to improve the next go around. So going forward with a decision, even ones that are not fully baked at times, because I know a lot of you are stuck in that perfectionism mode sometimes. You want it to be perfect before you release it, before you make that decision. You want to make sure you've checked off all the boxes. But sometimes you just have to go with a half-baked decision, half-baked in terms of your feeling about it and feeling ready for it. But going forward with that, it has brought about so much more growth and success than decision paralysis can ever have done in my life. So I really just think that we overthink a lot, and sometimes we just have to go with our gut and say, no, I've thought about this over and over. I know I'm nervous about it. I know I have fear with it, but this is the right path right now, and I will accept what's to come from it and learn what's to come from it. Okay, so now how do we move forward with being a better decision maker? What are some tips that we can use as we prepare in this area of our lives, okay, in this an area of our business to be better at? So for instance, if you're someone who's not easily able to make a decision, like how do you get past this? And believe me, if this is you, I feel you. I honestly have spent most of my life afraid of making decisions, especially the big ones. And really it has gotten to the point at times where I can experience a lot of anxiety over decision making. Now, I'm not saying I've broken this pattern fully and I still don't have these moments, but I can say I have found a way to get into the headspace of where I can pull the trigger much faster and easier than I ever have. And that is a huge milestone to me to be able to say that, because I was somebody that would be paralyzed with decision making, and it was bad. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I would have to have so many people's input on my decisions where it was ridiculous, to be honest, and it was paralyzing. Now, because I've gotten a little bit better at this, I want to just temper your thoughts right now in terms of, like, this did take years of building up my self-confidence, and that self-confidence came from making both good and bad decisions and then seeing that no matter where that decision led me, I survived. I survived the end result regardless of the outcome, right? Like, I survived, I made it, and I kept moving forward, and I was still successful in my life. So just remember that it can feel huge in the moment and it can feel life altering, and sometimes it is, but you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Like, you will get through it and something else better and greater will come out of it. I promise you. So now once you start getting into a habit of making a decision and letting it go, you are going to feel so empowered to continue course. And I am telling you, that's my experience, and it's going to be yours. All right, so now let's explore some tips for becoming a better decision maker. Tip number one, establish clarity and objectives. We talked about clarity earlier. Before making a decision, define your goals and what you hope to achieve. This clarity will guide your choice. I still love things like the pros and cons lists myself when I'm confronted with difficult decisions, even when the lists end up comparable, which sometimes they do, and it's like, it didn't help me, but it does, because it at least helps me see what I'm actually valuing when it's laid out in a list like that. And so you may have your own method, but for me, like, I need to see something written down to be able to process my thoughts and see it on paper. And you may be somebody who has a different way of doing that. So again, it's that clarity that will help guide you in your decision making. Tip number two is to make data-driven decisions. Collect and analyze data to inform your choices. And this ensures that your decisions are based on facts and not gut feelings or emotions. The types of data that you can use is surveying your audience and customers, or tapping into a mentor or peer in your niche. Even competitive research can help guide you on the next step. I personally love to scan audience comments of competitors where I can identify niche pain points and struggles, or see what content is performing well for them. And one of my favorite platforms that I like to perform research, especially market research on, is Answer the Public and BuzzSumo. And I will add those links and references in my show notes if you haven't used them before, but those are great platforms to go and just do a lot of research on your customers, on trending topics for content generation, etc. Tip number three is to weigh the risks. Every decision carries a level of risk, and that is what prevents people from making decisions. We try to control the amount of risk. We try to control it to the point where we think there'll be no risk, and that's just not possible. Every decision will have some risk to it. So evaluate the potential outcomes, both the positive and the negative, and assess whether you can mitigate those risks. So we can always... we'll always have risks, but how can we ensure we're taking the least risky path that's going to have a higher chance of the outcome that we're looking for, right? Time management. Tip number four, time management. Do not, and I say this with serious emphasis, do not let decisions drag on. Set deadlines for making them and stick to those deadlines. Procrastination, it amplifies uncertainty. It amplifies emotions. It amplifies fear. And you get stuck in your head when you continue to push off a decision you need to make. And it is stressful, and it really is harmful to your mental health at times if you're somebody who really stresses about certain decisions. And it just stops you again from that momentum from moving forward. So just make sure that when you have a decision to make, give yourself a time period. Like, I'm going to make this decision in 3 days. I'm going to make the decision by the end of the day, whatever that looks like. And then once you make that decision, you need to move on. Biggest tip there, you let it go. You make the decision. You don't look back. You don't do what if, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what you're faced going forward, you make that decision and stop re-decisioning it. That is something that I struggled with a lot, is the redecisioning. And I know people I've worked with who also have, and it is a horrible climate to be in, especially if you're a leader of a team. I've had a leader where, you know, we'll sit down, we'll make a decision, and then 5 days later, they want to talk about the decision again, and they'll have completely changed the decision that we make, and then we'll think we're all aligned, and then they'll change another thing like a week later. I'm not kidding you. I've had a leader like this. Horrible, horrible experience. And not the kind of a leader you want to be. And it's definitely not, even as a team member, a colleague, that you want to be. It doesn't create success for you professionally. And it definitely doesn't create success if you're an entrepreneur building a business. So just remember, you make a decision. You've done everything you can to get to that decision. You've weighed all your pros and cons. You've thought about it on a factual, data-driven basis. And you know with clarity what you're trying to achieve. Everything's aligned. You make that decision and you move on. Tip number five, trust your intuition. This is really important because sometimes your gut feeling is an excellent indicator. And especially if you combine intuition with data, Pharrell, you can actually have everything you need to make a well-rounded decision, right? So using your gut instinct sometime is sort of that last piece of data, really, that you need to push forward. I know it is for me. I know that when I look at pros and cons lists, or I look at data all the time in my business, I always do have a propensity to lean one way, right? And I'm always thinking that I always have this gut instinct of where I want to go, right? And after I'm looking at all of that data and seeing like where I know I need to go, my last check is usually with, does that feel right? Do I feel comfortable with this path? Does that feel good? Or is there something still nagging at me? And so I would always say, like, trust that intuition. As long as it aligns up well with the data you're given. Now, once in a while, if it's completely off path, then you may need to reconsider, like, is this an emotional reaction that I'm preventing myself from moving forward with this decision? Or is it really something I need to pay attention to and go back to the drawing board and look again at the data? You'll know when it's truly a fear-based emotional instinct, or when it's something that's like, no, this all lines up, this makes sense, and it actually is in alignment with where I should go, and my intuition seems to make a lot of sense. And the last tip number 6, learn from mistakes. Do not fear making the wrong decision. As hard as that is, try not to fear it, because you should instead view these decisions as learning opportunities, right? Analyze what went wrong and apply those lessons to future choices. And that is what I was talking about before. Like, no matter what decisions you make, you are going to learn and grow from them, both professionally and in your business. Because if you're smart, you're going to go back and look at, like, why did I make that decision? Like, was I going through all these steps that I should have? Did I really go with my gut? Did I go with emotions? Or did I go with actual data and from all the surveying of customers or whatever went into making that decision? Did I make the decision too fast? Did I not give myself enough time to process? Did I think about X, Y, Z in the decision-making factors, right? So that's what I think is the most critical piece. And when you think about all the successful business people out there, Steve Jobs, the Microsoft founder, I can't think of his name right now, Bill Gates. When you think of, you know, people who started these massive companies, even Zuckerberg, they've all made mistakes. But the only reason they've gotten to where they are is because they've learned through those mistakes and they've used them to their advantage. You can't be successful right out the gate with anything. In fact, you have to fail to be successful. It's absolutely critical you fail, because that's how you get better at something, and that's how you learn and grow and make success out of your life, out of your career, out of your business. All right, so now we're just going to wrap it up. Remember, inaction is also a decision, and it's one that can be far more detrimental than making a choice. So you need to embrace decision-making as an essential part of your business journey, and don't fear mistakes. They are part of the growth process. I hope you enjoyed today's episode on decision-making. I think it's such an important topic that we don't talk about enough as entrepreneurs, but it's something that all of us can use in our arsenal to get better at. I hope these tips are going to be helpful for you. If you like this episode, I'd really appreciate it if you'd go to Apple iTunes and give me Apple iTunes and podcasts and give me a review. And if you liked it, tag me in your stories, do a screenshot of this episode and tag me in your stories on Instagram at The Audience Method, or send me a DM. I'd love to hear what you got out of it. Because this is, like I said, decision-making is not easy for most people, and it especially has been something I have struggled with a lot, again, both personally and professionally, and I'm still working on some of those weaknesses, but I know it's incredibly important, and I know that when I have made decisions and moved on versus decisions that I've gone back and redecisioned and looked back with regret, I am in such a better headspace, and I do so much better success-wise when I just move forward, take those learning opportunities and apply them to the next decision. All right. Well, hope you have a great day ahead of you, and we will speak next time.